This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I want to see if I can make you reach things unattainable, bro. When I peek into your nature, bro, and I promise you.
Go peek into your. Okay, go ahead, man.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Oh, man. You see where we at?
Jeez Louise.
A lot of fucking bombs right now.
Many bombs.
Several explosions.
Yeah. New haircut.
That's it. Just when you thought it couldn't be one more explosion, it's five of them.
Nigga. Yeah.
Yeah.
100. Yeah, that's gonna be annoying to edit. That's gonna be so annoying.
I may just leave that.
Just like that. Y'all may notice something a little different.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Seems pretty normal to me, actually.
The trim is out. Yeah, if you didn't notice.
Yeah.
For the video subscribers. They might notice the haircut.
Man, let me tell you something.
You really 360 on him now, huh?
This is my first time taking it off all day, so.
Yeah.
This is me off guard.
Let me tell you something, man.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, man. Everyone at home right now, you know what? Let's get into the intros, man. But before we get into the intros, let me tell y'all something. All the audio listeners, if you come over to the YouTube channel to watch the video side of things, you'll see a lot of changes.
That's a good word.
Let's go into it, man.
Y'all know what it is, man. Welcome back to a brand spanking new episode of Random Order by 4IE Media, presented by Much Studios. Coming live from the Artscape Daniels launch pad here in Toronto, Ontario.
Ooh,
this is it.
It's beautiful, man.
Y'all peep the new background. Listen, I'm the most handsome man. It's me. It's Jermaine Richards. It's Jay Richards. That's what people usually call me.
I just try to lick my lips and I lick the mic. You know what it is. I'm a baby. I'm figuring it out.
That's
baby
Trey
in the building, man. You know what it is. Fresh trim
still
coming
figuring
at
out
you
the world,
live, man.
Figuring out what's what.
One step at a time.
That's it. The baby.
That's all it is.
Be baby Trey.
Baby on baby. Shout out the baby, man. Shout out little baby. Shout out all the babies in the game.
All the babies
man.
In the game, man.
Shit, you know what
it is. Be baby Birdman.
Birdman.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the big baby right there.
Uh-huh. That's the big
he's
baby.
He's the main baby.
Yeah.
He might have been the first baby.
To, man. Yeah.
Yeah, he might. Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. Even when I was a baby, I'm like, shit, man.
Trying to be like him.
Trying to be like baby.
Yeah.
Baby that. Trey.
The chocolate one.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Man.
Come on.
Back again, you know.
That's it, man.
Young Shells, that's it.
Got my Shot man's. I'm sorry, Sheldon.
Yeah, I wasn't finished.
It's go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
Actually,
because you ain't even cut me off like that. And then when you doing your shit, I cut you off.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful.
It
so
is.
I'm going to step up as a man and say, yo, I'm sorry.
Mm, that's
I'm
gonna real.
Give you, yeah.
I that's real. That.
Nah, bro.
I can respect
like,
that, bro.
It's like niggas don't
bro.
Really even
like,
be knowing
shame,
like, bro.
Don't
nah,
even get into
nah,
it, bro.
Bro. Nah, it's not even like, bro.
Bro
it's like,
bro.
Look, all right, bro. But look, bro.
All right, bro.
Look, bro. Everybody stop right now, bro, and realize where we're at and just realize that we're blessed, bro.
Wow.
Bro, that's a fact, bro.
Right, but like,
I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Nah, bro,
but that's the point, bro. You would just let that shit pass, bro. I'm trying to let it be known that I'm sorry, bro. All
right.
And now you can go ahead and redo your intro, bro.
But, bro, you say let it be known, bro. But, bro, you say let it be known, bro, right?
Huh?
But, bro, at the end of the day, we don't be knowing, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, bro. Is the overall message I'm coming with,
bro.
Is y'all think y'all know.
That's
and,
Yo.
I tell you something. Look, bro. Uh-huh. Look, if I go and tell Peter something, right?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he say, okay, yeah, now I know that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Bro, end of the day, you don't know that, though, bro.
Bro, I understand what you're saying.
Because you here on earth, you borrowing what? You're borrowing knowledge, bro, so you don't know that. Because you can't leave with that knowledge.
Bro, hold on. Bro. You got it. You dropping too much on me, bro. Let me process it for like 10 seconds, bro. Please, bro.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, though, bro. You got a point, bro.
I need about 10 seconds, bro.
Y'all see what I'm coming with.
But, like, even if you take that 10 seconds, what you know, you don't really know.
But, bro, is it
but, bro,
even
you're not going to know until, like,
even
10
seconds, though,
bro.
Is it even 10 seconds, though, bro?
But, bro,
what is
time, bro?
It's 10 seconds relative to you,
bro. I love you, bro, so just give me the 10 seconds, bro. Okay, give me the 10 seconds and respect me, bro, because now niggas is getting yeasty out here, bro.
You say yeasty?
Give me my 10 seconds, bro.
what was the word you just said?
Yeasty.
Like, how would you
say? Yeasty, what the? I heard blue
like you rise, like rising type.
She gonna rise, yeah, nigga. These hands.
I feel these hands
gonna rise, bro. I'll get my 10 seconds, bro. Okay. So, Sheldon, as I was saying, bro, I apologize as a man, bro. Go ahead and redo your intro, please, bro.
I appreciate that, bro.
That's a fact, bro.
This podcast is all about self-respect, bro. If I see anyone dropping disrespectful comments, bro, about me or my peers, bro, it's really going to hurt me, bro.
And it's going to get yeasty.
And it's really going to get yeasty, bro. So now,
without further ado,
here go my mans.
Hey, it's just me, man. I'm cool, man. You know, Sheldon.
It ain't just you, bro. Think deeper, bro.
Bro, that's the thing, bro.
Think fucking deeper, bro. You was not just you, bro.
Yo, I'm actually
Sheldon, bro.
We've actually chilled with many people from LA. And, like, when they get drunk or high and just, like, start, like, get on some philosophy shit.
Real shit.
It really sounds exactly like this. But, yo, the thing is, as crazy as they sound, like.
Talking that real shit.
Yeah, talking that real
shit. It kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Bro, the thing is. Bro,
what it is, bro?
Honestly, we got many personalities on this podcast.
Like, I even know who I am sometimes.
There's Trey. There's New York Trey. There's L.A. Trey. There's fucking
down south Trey.
Y'all know what it is, man.
So it's like,
oh, phony.
You tune in. You don't know what you're getting, but you know you're getting something.
I don't even know what I'm giving.
It is.
That's all it's about.
Look,
man.
Yo, man.
Man, I need y'all to stop and just appreciate this damn rainforest that we in right now.
Look at that.
Look at me
look
there
at that.
Trees, man.
Look at that.
Yes, sir.
It's look so beautiful.
Is that a damn bird with it?
Oh, shit.
Yo, you know what? Bro,
first off, y'all niggas got me started, bro. So it's just like, now that my mental shit just going and just rolling, bro, it's like a school bus, bro.
Bro, you're not hearing
how
bro.
Do the kids get to school, bro?
On a bus.
Bro, they got to go on a bus to get to school and get their knowledge, bro.
That's right.
That's what's up.
So now I'm saying, like, y'all are on this school bus with us, bro. So put your seatbelts on. Even though school bus don't have seatbelts, bro, just put them on, bro.
Hey, they got them, though.
And
they do.
Bro, sometimes, I didn't, bro. I wasn't as privileged as y'all. That's what I'm saying, bro.
Oh, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's real.
We about to go on a ride, bro.
Yeah.
Cause I got shit to talk about, bro.
Oh,
we gonna talk about UFOs.
Oh,
we
that's
gonna
real.
Talk about Area 51.
I can respect that.
We gonna talk about S4 and Bob Lazar. We gonna talk about Drake and Chris Brown.
That's we gonna talk about Faye Tanner, the Human Bandana.
Who's also we got so much to talk about, bro.
It's
so big. Y'all at home, sit down, do whatever you gotta do.
Yeah.
Roll your weed up, bro.
For sure, bro.
If it's not legal, bro, I won't tell, bro.
Yeah.
That's it.
But, bro, can I do something real quick before we get into it?
Do it, bro. Whatever.
Like, it's like this, homie. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all niggas, man.
Uh-huh.
That's a fact, bro. I love
y'all
you too,
niggas,
bro.
Man.
Y'all getting this live and direct,
come on, bro.
I love
look
y'all
this.
Niggas. Hold up. I ain't finished, bro.
That's a fact.
Hold up, bro. It's zipping for like 10 seconds, bro.
I'm trying to make eye contact with you
bro.
Through the mic. Pause. What's up, bro?
I love y'all niggas, bro. You know what I'm saying? I niggas do a lot for me, bro, and I appreciate that.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And I always let y'all know that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a fact.
But you know, I wanted to go a little above and beyond this time.
No.
You know what I'm saying, man? Because I really do appreciate y'all niggas for
what
real,
you doing,
man.
My headphones just died, bro.
Oh, shit.
But there's another one right there. Go on, bro.
Oh, yeah. It ain't even about the headphones, nigga. I'll take mine off, too, bro.
Bro, let's all take off our headphones.
Bro, I like hearing y'all right here.
Okay. No, bro.
Right, so I
ain't even with that, bro.
But it's love, though. It's love, though.
Uh-huh.
Nah, like, for real. Like, you know, I had to just.
What's this?
Get y'all a little something, you know what I'm saying?
He getting something from the bag for our audio listeners.
Audio listeners, y'all ain't even seeing this, bro.
Hey, y'all already know what it is, man. I love y'all niggas for real, man.
Uh-huh.
And I appreciate what y'all do for me.
I'm excited.
You know what I mean? So I got y'all a little something, man. It's for you. Go ahead, pass that down like we in class.
Which one's mine, bro?
Hey, it don't even matter. Wow. Bro. Take, you know, hey. I'm going to go with this one then, bro.
Yeah, bro, don't man. Even be switching up like that, bro.
My fault,
bro.
Be getting nah, me scared, bro.
Because look,
right,
now
bro.
You just altered reality, bro.
Bro, this could be it. This is the snap,
bro.
Hey, that's what's supposed to happen, though, bro. You feel me?
All right, bro. Hold on. I'm going to close my eyes, bro. And you just put the right box in my hand, bro.
It's the one you already.
It's already there. All right, bro. Let's go ahead and open this, bro.
Open that up, man.
Ooh. Shit, my shit backwards. Hold on.
My bad.
Ooh. Look at this. Look at this. Did you get one?
Nah, I ain't get one.
Wow. Oh, Maz did this?
Yeah, shout out to Maz.
That's shout out my man, Maz.
Don't get my nails. They dirty right now.
Shout out Shells, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's for y'all, man. My
wow.
I appreciate that.
He got me one before he got him one. Look at that.
That's how I rock.
Look at that.
Know what I'm saying?
Man, shout out to Shells, man.
I'm
going
to extend my hand.
Put
your
on screen right now.
Appreciate you, brother.
Man.
I'll put this on right now,
yes,
man.
Sir. Yes, and sir. I didn't wear nothing today.
That's hard.
Yeah, I was wondering, I'm like, she ain't wearing chain today.
That's hard.
Yo, let's just put Shells up on the wall right here.
Right
on
now.
You know what I'm saying? Shells Inception, you feel me?
In a frame, in a gold frame, Shells right here. And put Maz beside him, matter of fact.
Do that.
Let's do that. Let me get these headphones.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
But y'all keep staring at Shells. How'd that look? Damn, Shells, you ain't got to do me like that. Yeah, you know. Look at that.
It look nice still.
Ooh.
Got a lot of ice on you right now.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Ooh.
We in a new spot. Why not?
I'm going to turn to Larry Obese today and just let that shine right there.
Bro, this is my Larry Obese.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro. Man, welcome to Random Order Podcast where shit just be random, man. We don't know what we be doing. We be doing shit, man. We be chilling. I didn't even know he was doing that. That's love, bro. Appreciate that. My man got his first show today. You already know what's going up. First solo show. Come on now, man.
About to be a movie.
Mm-hmm. My uncle turned... Shit, I ain't going to expose his age, but it's his birthday.
I ain't going to expose a fact that I don't know.
My bro's birthday, though.
He turned something. So, he's still here. That's all that matters, you know?
That's all that matters, man. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we had a long-ass talk. We're with the twins. We had like 30 life talks yesterday. I don't know what it was. Me and Jermaine were grabbing lunch, moving all of our stuff from our old office to over here. And we just started sitting down and just like breaking down shit or whatever. And just like, yo, how you look at life, like not even on some like funny shit, but like how you look at life is like, it's important, you know, like. You gotta take life for what it is and shit. And I know niggas be mad, and it's easy to talk to people or say like, yo, don't be mad at shit and just be happy and rah rah rah. Like I feel like I always been a happy nigga, but even like growing up, I'm quick to get mad at shit. Mm-hmm. But the older I get, I'm like, bro, like some shit's just not worth it, bro. It's like, why are you mad? Like mm-hmm. even if I'm mad at someone else, it's like, okay, it carries on throughout my day. Then I'm mad at mm-hmm. I'm mad here, and it throws off the vibe. I'm like, bro, like I'm just like. Tired of being mad at niggas. I'm just tired of being mad. So I'm just like out of my mind. You know what I mean? Just like, I don't know, just talking about just having a different mindset of life, bro. Cause like you mad, you stay inside. You don't know that you about to like this nigga walking up next to you could be someone that's like beneficial towards you, whether mm-hmm. it's like something to do with your business shit or just someone just like a good friend or whatever, mean a friend or some shit like that. But
yeah,
I just, anyone going out, like got some shit going on out there. Yeah, just take life one step at a time. Shit's not that serious. Remember, shit's literally not that serious.
Yo, niggas take themselves way too serious. Nigga.
Yeah.
I struggle with that for sure.
Bro, like, why? Chilling, like, what? Oh, I'm in my suit, in my little briefcase, and I'm fucking, who cares?
I didn't mean it like that.
No, that's how, some people just carry themselves like, so important. This is my life. Like, I don't know, nigga. I'll just be chilling.
Yeah,
back. I just watch people and fucking laugh at them and shit. I feel like people are so funny.
I feel like not taking yourself seriously is linked to like modesty and humbleness. So like people who don't take themselves seriously sometimes are like very arrogant people.
Man, bro,
you know what I'm saying?
Who don't take themselves seriously?
Who do take themselves seriously? Sorry, my fault.
Oh yeah,
are like very arrogant people. Like, and the people who don't take themselves seriously, those are like the humble people that you guys see. Like you meet them and you're like, oh shit, like I ain't think you was even gonna be like this, you know?
Bro, we're not nothing but some fucking smart ass monkeys, nigga. Who's a fuck? Yo,
drop a bomb on that.
On me.
Yo,
bro, I was saying like imagine you're an ant. Mm-hmm. And then you can fucking talk to other ants and like communicate with them, and they're like politicking about, no, this is fucking, this ant said this, and then this fucking, you took my fucking rod, nigga. And they're like making a big deal. And then as a human, you look at these ants like, nigga, shut the fuck up. Ants, nigga. So go beyond that, like everything we're going through and doing this, and this is, blah, blah, blah. I was like, bro, fuck all that.
Yeah.
Honestly, man. I mean, like, obviously, certain shit is like whatever, you know what I mean? You're always going to have your. You know what I mean? You niggas can listen to this podcast, say, yeah, Train J, right? Yo, who the fuck took my chips? You know what I'm saying? Like, it can happen, but you control life. You control how your day's going and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You control how you react to it.
You can control, yeah, exactly.
That's the biggest part.
That's the biggest part, man. You know what I'm saying?
And when you mad, nigga, who's suffering the most when you mad? Nigga, you.
Exactly, bro.
Like, that nigga act up and then he's doing his thing because that's just the way he is, and then you're mad at that. He doesn't give a fuck, and he's on some other shit.
He already moved
but
on.
But at the same time, like on some shit, they'd be like, you know, like I hate the excuse of like, oh, they're just like, he's just like that or she's just like that. You know what I mean? Because I feel like people try to normalize like wrong behavior.
Yeah, I'm saying like you could talk to that nigga as long as you want, like try and change him and shit, but he's still gonna like at the end of the day he's gonna react the way he reacts. So like only thing you really have control over is how you react to other niggas in life and all that shit, man.
That's a fan.
Damn, am I 80 or fucking 25, nigga?
80 year old stuck in a 25 year old body, man. That's all it is, man. But
I hear that.
Yeah, it was just, you know, sometimes you gotta have those life talks and say like,
y'all
yo,
be
this
getting bored.
Be this.
Y'all be getting bored.
Bored?
Like
bored.
I can't tell you the last time I was like, wow, I'm fucking bored out of my mind. Huh. I don't get bored because when there's nothing going on, I'm like, yes.
I mean,
I fucking love it.
Hey, when you look at it like that,
bro, I don't get bored.
I get bored.
Like I get bored, but like a bored is like, oh, I'm just chilling. Like, you know, what are you doing? Like, oh, I'm just bored, chilling at the crib. Like, what's up? You know, but I'm not like, ah, fuck, I'm bored. Like,
yeah, I've never been like bored to death, you know? Like, that's different.
I remember being bored to death, like when I was a little younger and shit. And
yeah.
I don't know, bro. Like, if nothing's going on, I'm like,
well, I can relax.
Yes,
and that's exciting.
Bro, I fucking have fun thinking. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
I mean, my own world sometimes. Yo, like I said, we are here at Artscape Daniels Launchpad here in Toronto.
Again,
Yo, this is the
excuse me.
I ain't even know what you're talking about.
Excuse me,
bro.
Where the fuck are you,
bro? Was that a voice crack, bro?
You ain't even gonna take it there, bro. I know what I heard.
Nah, bro.
Bro,
that's what you think you heard, bro. That's what they want you to think you heard, bro. The Artscape Daniels Launchpad is the first of its kind here in Toronto, Ontario. They got all sorts of resources. Like, we're in this big ass studio with amazing. Y'all might have noticed the quality upgrade.
Yeah.
We shooting on the Black Magic thing over there.
Yeah. You
know super tripods. Our tripod was on some bullshit before.
Shout out to our tripod. It was holding us down
for like seven years, but it looked like a baby. In the world of tripods, it was a fucking baby deer.
This shit
is a moose, nigga. That's a moose of a tripod. Look at that.
Got red bottoms on, too.
Look at them lights and the green screen, and they got the folder room, and then they got us all the space and little offices where you could collab and have meetings and what else they got here? Yeah. They got a studio. I'm looking at a studio right now. We in the VFX room. They got a camera studio. They got, what else they got?
They got a recording studio.
Man, 3D printers. They got a wood shop.
We already said too much, nigga. That's the thing. We already said everything. Like, we said a little bit of what they have. Mm-hmm. And there's so much more that's here. And it's great that that Toronto is coming to this point where it's like, we always talk about Toronto and developing and shit like that. Bro, you got to understand, it's like when niggas started doing these videos and shits, we had no one to turn to. We had no one to say, yo, you have camera equipment, you have this, you have that, because this shit be expensive, bro. This whole setup is expensive. Our cameras are expensive. We were talking about this again yesterday, asking our dad for $800 to buy a camera to start this shit. So
that
it's
little
just like,
Canon Rebel thing, the T2R.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Niggas be creative, bro. We control the culture. We are the culture. These young kids and shit, all you guys at home, keep telling y'all niggas, like, yo, if you guys want to hoop, because you guys are the next niggas to go to NBA and whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're controlling what you guys watch, da da da, like, you know what it is. So it's just like, yo, when we have all these ideas and there's like no way for you to get it out, people like Artscape and programs like that they got going on here and shit like that.
Shout
out House, Lamar, all them, like, it's people and programs and organizations like this to kind of like help creatives get their fucking message out. Right. So it's like, we wanted to, obviously, you asked me, like, yo, you want to do some fucking quality shit? Of course we want to. But is it possible all the time? Nah. Now niggas is making it possible. Shit look beautiful. Niggas look handsome, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to that shit.
Yes, sir. Remember, we're trying to like step our shit up and like go to these like we find studios in Toronto, but it's like it's TV, like Hollywood shit. So like everything's obviously super fucking expensive. And then we're super young. We're walking in this bitch looking like Lloyd Banks, nigga with the chin strap. The young niggas look like Lloyd Banks with the cubic zirconias in the air, just not taking serious. I'm like, how much is that camera? Oh, $20,000.
You guys want water?
Yes.
How much is the water? Over this time, okay, we're fucking transitioning to come over here, and with all that time fucking going by, I've been watching a lot of shit, listening to a lot of shit, and something that really caught my attention right now is that I want to get into is like fucking Bob Lazar, right? So last episode we're talking how Shell's the alien. That's already known.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
But it's all love though.
Yeah, I mean,
it's all love.
Yeah, niggas know what it is. Yeah, niggas is comfortable.
That's it.
Be comfortable in your own skin. Like that's all it is. Like, you know what I mean?
Whatever. Friends with an alien. That's
still a great life. I'm still a great life form.
You know? You're doing a good job.
Yeah,
for
sure. Yeah, you served the purpose here. So it's like, boom, he's an alien. And I was looking at comments and shit. I saw this Bob Lazar shit and Jermaine was watching it, and he's just like, yo. You seen this, I think Bob Lazar went on a podcast, Joe Rogan's podcast, and then he was talking about this Netflix documentary I had, boom, bop, watch all of that. If you guys, honestly, I'm about to spoil some shit so y'all can fast forward a little bit, because I don't give a fuck. But basically,
all right,
if y'all, this is a story sped up, all right, boom. Bob Lazar back in the 80s, I'm going to be mixing shit up. Bob Lazar back in the 80s. Homeboy built a Honda with a rocket engine.
Yonk.
Got attention of mad people. He was in the newspapers, and the government reached out to him. Boom, bop, said like, yo.
It was a private. It was a private organization. They didn't necessarily say it was a government, but
yeah, private organization reached out to him. Boom, bop, like, yo, what's up? You want to come work for something? But it's all confidential. Da da da. He goes in. I think he spent like 2-3 hours looking over papers and shit. He's like, bro, what the fuck? Like, this is mad shit. Ended up being this area called S4. And it's just a little bit, it's like a little ways from Area 51, but kind of like the same shit. But they're working on like alien shit there, bro. And niggas is basically, this nigga got the job because someone tried to cut into some alien shit with a plasma cutter. The radiation fried, bro, and Broski died. So then Bob Lazar came to the picture because they lost a scientist. They needed a new one, right? He's in there. He was in there for like 6 months and shit. And he was looking at this technology that they had. So one thing that just like caught my attention, I'm like, bro, that's fucking crazy. They had like this sort of ball thing. It was like a half a basketball or something like that. And the scientist told him, this next scientist told him like, yo, try and touch the ball. He was trying to touch it. Gravity was like pushing him away. So it's like,
it was like an anti-gravity thing. So it was like what you call that shit? It was a reactor.
Yeah, he called it a reactor. And he was just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, this is in the 80s, bro. They're like, there's nothing.
Today, nigga.
Even now, there's nothing like this. Yeah. So he's like, yo, what the fuck is going on? And he's just doing research on it. The whole story is like you guys can go watch. I'm not really spilling anything. But he basically came out and ended up saying like, yo, there's like, the world should know about this shit, that the government has this. Government wasn't feeling it. Wiped his fucking birth certificate, wiped where he went to work, wiped where he went to school and shit. This nigga was like, nobody knew this nigga. All his friends that stood up for him, they were all kind of in the same, I'm guessing in the same kind of job type of thing, not Area 51 type of thing, but like they had good jobs where they had to get like recommended. All the recommendations got wiped. Niggas like, I guess, lost their job and shit. Nobody wanted to talk to this guy, like threats, his wife to him. And it was crazy. And basically the government was after him because he was like spilling the beans, but he's just like, bro, like I'm not doing it in a way like, he's basically saying, yo, you guys like, yo, you guys want to master this technology and you guys are fucked. Like, this can change lives and shit. But like, you guys are trying to hide this shit. And it's just like, yo, this nigga said he saw flying saucers and shit. Like, he saw shit fly. And he's like, bro, like, the shit would fly stomach first. Like, the saucer, it's fucking crazy.
So why were they trying to hide it, though? Did they say that?
The government.
Yo, bro, that, because. Go man, ahead, the way the saucer was set up, bro, take this with a grain of salt. The way the saucer was set up is like it's not using any fuel and shit. Like it's it's not a mineral. It's a
energy hybrid.
Is it a fucking mineral that's not found on Earth? And that they got from wherever. They didn't even say it. Everything was all secretive at S4, so they couldn't really like talk with other scientists. You had your buddy, and you can only talk to them.
Okay.
But the fucking UFO is like moving allegedly with no fuel. So if like, and it's an anti-gravity. So if there's like you could put that around like a car or some shit, and then your force field is like no one could like break through that shit. So you could like essentially rule the world.
Oh, shit.
If you don't need fuel anymore, then obviously, you know, this whole industry is like, you know, they don't want to lose all that money.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of reasons why the government would want to like control something like that, have that type of power. Like, imagine going into fucking some sort of war or something where it's just like, bro, there's an anti-gravity and you can't touch like this fucking jet that's flying or some shit like that. Like, bro couldn't put his hand on it. If they mastered it, said like, okay, now we can put more power to it, rah, rah, rah. Like, bro, like, you're going to be unstoppable. It was unstoppable in 1980 and like, it's 2019. Who the fuck knows what that shit looks like now?
Yeah.
But
correct me if I'm wrong, but there's been like videos that have been blacklisted from the internet. So why can't the government just delete all these videos that he's doing?
Who?
The guy that's like
Bob Lazar?
Yeah, why
you can't take down like a documentary of someone's like, that's...
Yo, it's really easy to take stuff down.
I mean, they probably can. They probably can. Who the fuck knows? Honestly, I can't really answer that. But like, someone, FaceTime is asking like, if he could just like shut down these videos and whatever that's going up. I don't really know the answer to that. But like, the government taking down Joe Rogan's thing, like, I don't really know how that would work. I'm not too sure. Everyone's saying like, yo, this guy's lying. This is a shit that like really put the green check mark on it for
hey,
me.
Hey, he looked like a nigga that lied.
No,
like,
bro.
Watch it. But you don't know Bob like that, bro. Bob, you don't know Bob like that, bro. The end of the day, bro. You can't even say that, bro.
Bro, this nigga said something back like 30 years ago. And a lot of things that he was saying like 30 years ago, everyone's like, yo, cap.
Yeah, right? He's telling like the big story. And then everyone's like, oh, that's bullshit. But then slowly like small bits of the story will come up and like, oh, it's proven to be true. Like, he's talking about this like little device that he used to have to like to get access to S4, you have to put his hand on some shit and to measure the size of his the digits in his fingers.
Ooh.
Like the bones, and then it pops out, his access card pops out, and you're like, oh, that's bullshit, what the fuck, nigga, that doesn't exist. And then like recently that came up, like a picture came up, and then a bunch of people started coming out and said, oh yeah, they use it at other bases, whatever, like the same machine. So he's like, oh yeah, that's what, like, I've been saying this is a Netflix thing.
Yeah, it's called Bob Lazar and Flying Saucers, or Area 51 and Flying Saucers. But this next thing that just blew my mind was, he was like, yo, like someone came to my crib and like did a background check, did a security check on me, right?
Okay.
So he's like, yo, this guy's name was, I'm gonna get it wrong, but it was like Mike Thingpin or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. A very specific name. He said this back again 30 years ago.
Okay,
bro. Like to this day, like I don't know when they shot that, but the guy found the same Mike Thingpin that did the fucking search on him, background check, and he's just like, yeah, like I remember Bob, I did this certain amount of years ago. And he's just like, yo, how could I know that this nigga worked for the government? Worked like, bro, they could barely find this guy.
Mm-hmm.
How's he just gonna come up with a name, said this guy did my background check? The government wiped everything, and he's just saying like, yo, like I don't know, I can't tell you guys because like they wipe shit, but if you don't believe me, you don't believe me. It is what it is. Like, I'm not doing this for clout. Like, I'm just telling you guys, like, yo, this is what they have. This is what you guys should know. And now people are, like, slowly starting to believe him. But I don't know if you guys hear about it or whatever. I tweeted about it. I said some shit, and some people are coming back at me saying, like, oh, he's a liar and rah, 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 whatever. Personally, I don't give a shit what y'all think. I think that shit is crazy.
Because, I mean, have you done more research outside of the documentary?
There's nothing else to research, to be honest. I'm going to be honest. Like, after the podcast and that, there's nothing else to research. He's not trying to prove a point. He's just trying to tell you this is the type of shit they have. This is what they have going on. And that's kind of what I want to know. Like, what's going on in Area 51? I know we're not alone. I've been saying there's aliens, so I'm not really, like, surprised.
Yeah, I want to believe there's aliens because this is fucking boring, nigga. Yeah, like, that would be sick. Like, if an alien came down, I'm trying to fucking chill with him. And see what he's on.
Yeah.
What they get into.
And fucking speaking of outer space and shit, y'all don't even know, an asteroid got close to Earth yesterday. The shit was fucking 45,000 feet away from Earth. That's fucking scary. 45,000 miles.
So is that feet, nigga?
Yeah, it was a 427-foot wide asteroid. Whizzed within 45,000 miles. That's fucking scary, low-key.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means that you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Same thing that wiped out dinosaurs, low key.
Yeah,
deep. You know, crazy, I don't even know if that's right.
Yeah, I know how that.
Hey,
though.
Bro, like, why? So why didn't it hit the Earth? Like, what happened? Like, did they explain that?
It's just not our time, bro. Oh,
okay, bro. That's all I have to say, bro.
The asteroid got checks.
Honestly, I have no idea, but that shit is like, that's just scary, man. That shit
is, like, man. It is, man, because there's already so much like conspiracies about the government and like, you know, just the government to me. It's crazy that our government is supposed to like, well, it's not our government, but the government is supposed to just like, they're supposed to be like there to protect us and shit, but a lot of people are afraid of the government.
Bro, the government's some pimps.
They got to, there's some serious reassessment. The
government's
some
pimps,
that.
Man. Yo, at the end of the day, niggas don't know shit. Yeah. Niggas think they know everything. Oh, it's not, nigga, you don't know shit. I don't know shit.
I don't know shit.
Nobody knows shit.
Nobody knows shit. The government knows shit.
Bro. That's it.
I say that.
The
government knows some shit. Let me tell you that, man.
Right.
Yeah, I always like meeting someone and then like I check out their laptop and they have a little sticker over their webcam.
Mm-hmm.
Especially people who aren't like into like conspiracies and, oh, they're watching this and that. And then to see them like put those stickers, I'm like, so you kind of believe
a little bit.
Bro, you know what's crazy? The feds tapped that nigga's whole crib. Oh. And, like, it turned out that his, like, wife was cheating on him. And they found out because, like, the feds tapped whose crib?
Bob
Lazar's crib. So, basically, you have to have, like, a stable household. So, like, he didn't know that they're listening to shit. So, this nigga found out, oh, like, these niggas been listening to me, see if I'm snitching and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and, like, your wife's cheating, so we have to let you go. And, like, because the wife thought he was cheating. Because, like, bro, this nigga saying how they would call him at 11:30, said, like, yo, be outside in like 10 minutes, and like if we're not there, like it is what it is. And he's saying sometimes he'll be gone for days, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but he'd be gone for days and shit.
And he
like,
couldn't tell his wife why.
I don't think he could tell his wife, right?
Couldn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like she thought he was having an affair, and then like she ended up having an affair. But I'm like, it's a crazy story. And it's just like, bro, this nigga really sacrificed his life, and he only came out to the public because he was worried for his life, because the government was just like doing crazy shicey shit. But hey, man, leave me alone, please.
I'm chilling. I don't do shit. I'll say that the government would be pissed off if they fucking took the time to listen in on what I'm doing. I don't be saying shit, nigga.
I'd just be freestyling,
bro. This nigga is boring. They'll be falling some brother chairs.
Nah, I'd be having bars, nigga. But
yeah, anyway, they might be bobbing their heads.
Yeah, the government would say,
especially when I'm alone driving home and I'm freestyling.
What,
nigga.
What it's like,
ooh, damn.
Their fucking boss come to check. Are you listening to music? No, it's just Jay's freestyling. All right, go back.
It's Jay guy.
Drake and Chris Brown.
Shit, man.
Shout out my slime, Drizzy Drake.
Drake and Chris Brown. Beautiful. I think that was good. It was what the culture needed, and I'm happy it was more than just a music video. You know, some comedy in there, and I feel like it's nice to see
Chris Brown's hair like that.
That's what it's nice to see. Nice to see Chris Brown's hair like that. It's nice to see fucking Drake do some like comedy. And like when he started dancing, I'm like, yo, this is funny. Like, you know what I mean? Like
a lot of rappers wouldn't do that.
You're too
bro.
Cool, bro.
Yeah,
like, you know, it's not that serious.
Too serious, bro. Yeah, bro.
Too serious, bro. Too
have fun with it.
Goes funny. Back to that, bro. Like, fuck.
Yeah,
and shit,
like,
bro.
Day, bro.
Y'all niggas laugh or what? Like, fuck,
bro. Speaking of niggas taking themselves too serious, bro. Why we gotta hop on a call though, bro? I hate when people just, yo, man, yo, I got this, yo, we got, jump on a call with me, bro. Just write it.
Oh,
write it.
God.
Just write it. Especially when every time someone sees a jump on call, I think in my head, I'm pretty sure we could just fucking text each other or write it in the email. And then I jump on the call still because I'm not rude. I'm like, okay, fine. Let's see what you're working with.
Yeah.
And then I hang up. I'm like, wow, this could have been a paragraph.
Yep.
I'm right here, bro.
Yeah, FaceTime was yo.
FaceTime me
a lot.
Right? Nah. When you FaceTime me, it's like technical shit. In there. I got to point to your screen and shit.
Yeah.
Or like pointless meetings.
Mm-hmm.
you got to wake up and you're running late and you're rushing and then boom, you get in. Okay, you guys sit down. Open books and fucking take your pencil out. And then you finish the meeting. It's like. You could have wrote that on a fucking piece of paper and gave it to me.
Could have scanned this.
Scan this over to
me. Take a picture of this document.
Bro, especially when it's like, all right, hold on. You're calling me. You know I don't have your. Bro, I do not have your number. You know I don't have your fucking number. Because I can look in our text and I said, who this multiple times. If I who this you twice. When
I
do that.
I feel
bro,
so
it's
terrible.
No, it's not.
I shouldn't
like,
feel terrible. Yo, why? I didn't save it four times.
I am my own person.
I didn't save it.
If I don't think I need to save your number,
yo,
DM me or some shit, bro, because you're getting to who this.
Who is this?
Who is this? Bro, it's... How the fuck you gonna tell me I should save your number in my phone? I decide, nigga. You don't pay for shit.
Ooh.
You know?
Yeah, I
be having to hit niggas with the who this all the time, and niggas be like, wow, or hit me with this, and like, oh, that's disrespect. Bro, this how is it?
Are you hurt? Are you hurt? Are you okay? Should I come and hug you?
Find the nearest mirror, bro. Look into it, bro, and find your inner self, bro. Cause it don't even matter, bro.
Bro, it's not my fault. You didn't text me something substantial enough for me to feel like I had to save your number, bro.
That's me. What I'm
saying, the next time you compose a text, that should be your goal in mind. You feel me?
Yes, bro.
That's
bro.
All that is, bro.
I love when people hit me and say, "Yo, it's so and so."
Yes.
Yes.
You know there's a chance I didn't save
your number. Yeah.
And that's it. And it's fine.
Send me a little selfie, totally bro.
It's fine.
I've been who dizzed before.
I've been who
I've got
before.
The who, D-I-Z, that's nigga. D-I-Z. D-I-Z. Who, I don't even know how I say Z.
I got two Zs.
Mm-hmm.
Who dizz?
Who
ooh. No and question mark.
I look at the phone and I literally, this is
J, nigga. D-I-Z-J, nigga.
Who dizz, nigga?
Move forward.
All who dizz or who dizz. Like, it's Trey, nigga, who dizz. You know who the fuck you texting? Man, all I'm saying is y'all stop taking this shit so serious, man. Stop inviting me places, bro.
Stop. Yo, don't just FaceTime me like we're on FaceTime terms. Yo, it's rude.
Don't go.
Yo, I think FaceTiming is, at random times is rude. It's like you're basically knocking on my fucking window. You're knocking on my window, say, come, let me see what the fuck you doing right now.
You ever get a FaceTime from someone that you're like, why are you FaceTiming me? And your face, you be looking at your face like, just squinch up.
Yeah. I can see my disappointment in the front facing camera. Who the fuck is
now I'm mad at myself.
Bro, who do you think you are?
I'm disappointed in myself.
There's times where I have to check myself. Yeah, again, I'll get a fucking random FaceTime call. I'm like, oh fuck. And I'm like, whoa, that's a fucked up face. Find a mirror, Trey.
You know what I'm saying?
Hello? Decline, <nigga. laughs> Yo,
niggas, I'm not mad, but I'm not answering as well.
Yeah. I'll never FaceTime someone that I don't talk to on the regular. I'll never FaceTime anybody just out of the blue. I'll say like, yo, what are you saying? Unless it's like my slimes, and I'll FaceTime you, bro. It's like, don't call me, bro. Don't call me, bro. Like,
if my meat out and you're sometimes my meat be out when I get a FaceTime call, and that's when I feel most offended.
Yep.
Yo, and so, like if it's my slime, like. If Shell's calling me, I'll be like, yo, let me call you back in 5 minutes. My meat out.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
We ain't tripping.
If I can't tell you that,
don't FaceTime.
It's weird or something, or you'll be like, yo, what the fuck? Don't call me, bro, because you're not ready for the real life of Trey Richards, bro.
Hey, bro. Yo. Hey, but if you got a bag for me, though, you can FaceTime.
You can come over. You can knock on my door.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Right there. Then you can call me.
You can call me with that.
You can call me.
But had a bag on, like, when I answer.
Put the bag on the phone. Put the bag on the phone. Listen. Yo, man, there's a lot of rules to life that I think y'all niggas missed.
That's a fact.
Don't call me. I don't invite people anywhere where it's just like, okay, I may get dubbed here because it's just like, bro, like I may run it by you.
I don't even want to have a baby. I'll have a baby shower with just me and my fucking my wife.
I'll say, yo, like,
you don't have to come. It's my baby.
We just read the Amazon list. Y'all
just check. Just send it, nigga. Yo, just send it.
Bro,
send it. Yo, guys. This baby. Oh, baby showers. Ooh. There's a lot of things in life where I'm just like,
I don't know, man.
I feel like an outcast sometimes because I'm like, am I the only one that just like doesn't really get excited for this?
Can I say something random?
How does Robert translate to Bob?
In what?
As a middle name, as like a nickname. Because his name is Robert.
Who's Robert?
Bob Lazar's name is Robert.
Shit. Maybe he didn't like Robert.
Yeah, that's another thing. I heard apparently Richard means dick or some shit somehow.
Wait, what?
I heard Richard means dick or some shit. But I don't, niggas just saying shit. I don't know.
Baby shower.
Oh, baby shower. Yeah. I get excited. It's a baby shower and my face stays straight because I'm not excited.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, like, no disrespect.
I'll go. Yeah,
to anyone having
man.
That's the
congrats.
Thing.
Congrats. Yeah.
That's the thing.
But I'm not amped. I'm just not excited. It's your baby.
Your baby.
You should
yeah.
be excited.
Yeah. I don't care.
And I enjoy that you're happy and you're excited. I'm like, oh, that's good
care.
For you. Don't invite me that. Don't involve me that much.
That's just what
and
it
it's
is.
Like, mm-hmm. oh, mm-hmm. the big one. Don't invite me somewhere. You feel me? And then compress me like, oh, like, Trey, you're not smiling, or Trey, you're not doing Ooh. This. Nigga, I am here. That should be enough. That should be enough, bro. Like, yo, stop it. Stop it, nigga, bro. Like, baby showers. Like, yo, why aren't you playing games?
It's poetry.
Bro, I'm not into baby games.
Like, I'm not. Right
I am a baby, though. You almost got me there. I am a baby. But honestly, man, I just be don't seeing the need to be pulling up to certain shit. And it's just like, you That's should be fine shit. With it, bro.
I can't wait for holograms to come, nigga. So I can pull up on a hologram and be in my room, nigga. Yo, congrats, nigga. What baby game we playing?
Let's do it.
And my shit can hold, my hologram can hold shit. Just bro, on his hands, man. Though. Speaking of babies, though, shout out to K-Dot. Shout out to baby.
Yeah, the baby. Shout out to K-Dot. I'll go to that baby shower.
I'm interested in that one.
For sure.
Nah. I just definitely.
Damn, I was going to say something else and I forgot. Oh, shout out to Ricky Rose one time.
Ooh. Yes, sir. Modern day poet.
Let's go.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If it was 18, whenever the fuck Shakespeare was there, Shakespeare would be like, hey, Ross.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. I'm really funny. Use that.
I think Rick Ross and Drake is just a beautiful collaboration.
It's
and when them two had problems, I was a little bothered because I'm like, yo, all y'all niggas have is hits. I was listening to Dice Pineapples up until Till Gold
Forever
Roses
My
dropped,
Better,
nigga.
Whoever the Treasure. Yeah. Y'all heard that poetry at the start?
Wale dropped some
Dice
little,
Pineapples.
Mm-hmm. Pussy so wet. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ooh,
that's
nigga.
Poetry. That's it. That could have been the whole song.
Ross, he just floats on it. It's just
Baby,
like,
it's so mean. What'd he say? Yeah. What was the next one?
Damn, hold on.
I just know it rhymed with self-esteem.
Yeah. Come crazy girl, Lisa calling. Come on now.
That's there. I tapped that on my back. Right, so baby. Now I'm 3D fact. Letters.
Oh my God.
Drop the drop shadow.
Right now.
With the drop shadow.
The drop shadow.
And the, like, give me some of that Wale at the beginning, man. All right, let me hear that.
Dice Pineapples.
And put a fucking, what's the background right now?
The video.
This is poetry.
You know what I'm saying?
What? Well, for copyright reasons.
Oh, yeah, okay, so I'm
put, can is that? Put a, where we at with it?
For some pineapples.
Put a video.
Actually, that's too easy. I feel like
they gonna guess that, bro. They're gonna
we
know
need
that's
like
coming.
Something sensual.
We
bro.
Need something
sensual.
Put a, I got
fire,
it.
Fire.
Put okay.
All right, what?
Fire or someone trimming a bonsai.
Ooh,
I like that.
Let's
like
do that.
Yeah.
Let's get that on the
there.
Screen.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that bonsai right there.
Oh man,
give me that. Cue the music. Yeah. Let me get it. Dice pineapples. Tonight okay. You shall reach a height that y'all want in LA.
You gotta do it as an LA guy. Yeah, I was about to say that was my next thing.
Wait, Wale not from LA?
No, but that's how you're reading it though.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, right, my fault, bro. I ain't mean to step on your toes like that, bro.
Dice pineapples.
And you gotta add bro wherever you it's
yeah.
All right. Dice pineapples, bro.
Okay,
yeah. All right, hit that.
Let me get serious, bro.
Let me get serious.
Bro, stop. Dice pineapples, bro. Tonight you shall reach a height that the sky won't catch you, bro.
Ah!
The highest form of admiration, bro. I ain't no commissioner, but I'm kind of sure you admire my taste, bro. And before the sun graze you, bro, I'm trying to see how deep you are, bro. And believe me, shorty, I ain't even talking about no intimate conversation, bro.
Ooh.
I want to see if you can reach... I want to see if I can make you reach things unattainable, bro. When I peek into your nature, bro, and I promise you...
Go peek into your okay. Go ahead, man.
When I peek into your nature, bro, and I peek,
huh? That's real.
And I promise, bro. And I promise you, my goals will exceed physical pleasure.
Ooh.
I want to give you what's better than better, bro.
Oh my.
The better effort, the wetter her treasure. Come on, that's the line right
bro,
there.
Bro, then Rick Ross come in.
Come on. I wasn't even done, bro.
Bro, shorty so fine, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Pussy so fresh, bro. Bro, listen though. Bro, you don't even take
Look, bro, nice pineapples. Uh huh.
Damn, my baby tastes the best, bro.
Ooh.
Bro, I nearly lost my mind, bro. Guess it was a test,
bro.
Swept her off her feet. Brought her ass a Lex, my
Come
nigga.
Come on, bro.
It's like that, bro.
And then, like, bro, what he say, bro? Because it's like, it's all about who's around you, bro. Crib on the water, got LeBron up the block. Ooh. Come on,
That's it, bro. And it's deeper than that line, bro. Y'all see it for face value. Yeah, sure, LeBron. But y'all don't even realize.
Come on, dude.
I ain't even realized yet, bro. That's my point, bro. That's what I'm trying to show y'all, bro. That's a demonstration, bro.
Y'all out here focused on verse one, bro. Let me open verse two, Rick Ross. Same line. Shorty so fine, pussy so fresh.
That's it.
Diced pineapples. I just bought my girl a set, bro.
Bro, a set on of pineapples,
set.
Bro.
On a set, I bought my girl a set.
Come on, man.
Bro, how many pineapples come in a set of pineapples, though, bro? This what y'all not reading between the lines, bro.
Bro, it's deep
it's
in rap.
It's infinite pineapples, bro, because ain't no piece of literature out there that say it's so-and-so amount of pineapples in a set of pineapples, bro.
Uh-huh.
Diced pineapples. I just bought my girl a set.
Ooh,
bro, essentially, he just bought infinite pineapples for his shorty, baby.
And it's like it goes right over y'all not hearing hands, y'all, bro. Look, y'all in 2012 y'all. Right now, bro. Can I just get a big clock right behind me, bro? Just fast forwarding, bro. Because I'm going to jump to 2019, bro.
Wait, what?
You're not getting it, but you're going to get it, bro.
You missed it, bro.
I missed it. Yeah, I got it now, though.
We now in 2019 and Drake.
Yeah, 1980 with Bob Lazar.
Yeah, nigga. Come back here, bro. 2019 and Drake said, do you love me or do you love seeking attention?
Bro,
I mean, which one is it, bro?
That's so real.
Bro, that's
you keep
so
calling
real.
Me your twin, but twins ain't this different. Yo, I'm sorry. Wow. This changed. Nah, this nigga dropped balls in here, son. Look at this. You keep calling me your twin, but twins ain't this different. Mentally, I'm already on next year. That's some 2020 clear vision.
Mm.
You saying let you finish. I ain't trying to hear it.
Mm.
I'm all for spiritual lifting, but I don't fly spirit. Come on.
That's it.
I'm all for finding happiness, but down to die serious.
Ooh.
I'm going to stop. Yeah. That boy dropped bars on
yes,
this,
sir.
Man. Rick Ross and Drake, it was a crazy collab, man.
Y'all ever have a girl called my twin?
Nope.
My twin?
Yeah, I don't know why that was a thing in high school.
Missed that one.
Oh my God, my twin.
I'm not even gonna lie. I be calling Maria my twin sometimes. She be saying some shit like
that's different.
But you know, when you're with someone for so long,
you start to act like each other.
Bro, you start acting like each other and it's like it's actually crazy, bro. Like sometimes I'll say shit, like you see it all the time with me and Jermaine on camera, bro. Like I'll say some shit, he'll say it exact same way, exact same tone. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? And it's just so chill. I'm like, whatever. It's mm-hmm. so like with her, I'd be
influence.
Like that. But like,
yeah.
Bro, that just shows if you're chilling with shitty people.
You're gonna be a shitty person.
Bro, say that again, bro. You made me want to take my headphones off, bro, and go scream that at the top of this roof, bro, and tell everybody that Jermaine got a message, bro.
Bro, we on a mountain right now. We on a cliff, bro. You might as well announce it. Look at that.
You announce it, bro. I'm not even trying to steal your shine, bro.
Listen, bro. We in a canyon, bro. Look.
Whoa, bro.
It's dark in here, bro.
Bro, consider the fact. That we are influenced by each other in our environment. Those who are in our environment influence us. So if you chilling with shitty people, bro, it's a 99% chance you're gonna be a shitty person or pick up shitty traits, bro.
That part.
Bro.
Let that echo. And it's an eagle right there. Look at that.
Yes, sir.
This is gonna be a problem. It's fucking
definitely gonna be a problem.
This is episode one.
Yo, y'all niggas, man, y'all niggas, and yo, I keep seeing it. I keep seeing y'all.
Keep what? Pardon me. What do you do?
I keep seeing it.
You said seeding.
Nah, bro, that's just my LA influence, bro. I keep seeing y'all niggas like tell people watch Random Order, and again, I'm gonna say thank you. I'm gonna say thank you every episode because you know what I mean. I need y'all to tune in because shit, nigga, we doing a lot over here. We need to get this message out that
Number one podcast, man.
We talk about whatever. We ain't talking about shit, man.
It's the number one podcast about everything and nothing and something sometimes, you know, nigga. That's it.
At the same time.
That's a perfect way to explain it.
Yeah, man.
Man, I was thinking the other day, man. Actually, I was thinking this morning. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking about.
Vision wasn't mine. Told my nigga the visions were ours.
Oh, that's it.
That's it. You're not in it by yourself. Go ahead, baby.
If you're going to interrupt me with a ball. Like, yeah, I'm all good. Yeah. Imagine being the friend of the first nigga to build a skyscraper.
Oh, shit.
And then you walk up that bitch like, you sure about this?
I mean, nigga, what are you doing today?
Bro, that's why I'm saying you got to put trust in your friends, bro. And believe that your friends is capable of doing whatever they think they set their mind to, bro.
You okay, bro? When your friends is doing some crazy shit, you got to be like, whoa, hold on, what the fuck? Like, I mean, shit, jewelry and Maz, bro. Like, when Maz was making jewelry, I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Like, how do you do this shit? This shit is fascinating, man. Mm-hmm. It's not even about, like, you can learn to do shit, but sometimes I know when to step back and say, oh, that's not my field of nature, bro. Mm. I'm just going to watch and say, yo, that's great.
Keep for me, bro.
Y'all think everyone's creative?
I think everyone's creative.
People, I always think people, like, you know, people that say, oh, I'm not creative. I can't do anything like that. But they just limited themselves.
Yeah,
but I really wonder.
I think everyone's creative. I think, like, what's creativity is it's such an open, vast thing, bro. But I feel like when they say that, they're narrowing it down to, like, visual and audio.
Yeah. That's a fact.
You know, where it's like, bro, you could be creative with numbers, bro. You could be creative with, you know, solving an equation or figuring out, you know.
Bro, even if you pack it up, if cooking, you're packing up a fucking truck.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to fit the pieces right, you gotta like get creative and like make sure, oh, boom, put this chair like this and bloop, and then the table up and bloop, blop. Yeah, that's a fact. Shit. I like
bro,
that
even, shit. Even with, even with, you take it down to relationships, you can be creative with like surprises and shit, you know? Creative with how you cook, creative with how you pack a fucking suitcase.
Just creative with how you pack a backy.
Yeah.
Sometimes the blunt be having holes in it, bro. Mm-hmm. You gotta get creative.
Oh, God.
Patch him up.
Bro, man, shit. Shit really be stopping you when you just tell yourself, like, nah, I can't do it. Yo, end of the day, came into this world alone. You gonna die alone. My nigga, all you got is yourself. Yeah, you got your friends there and shit. But yeah, yo, you got to get yourself first before you can get anyone else. Because we were just talking about this yesterday,
we
too.
We was, man.
We was just saying, like, yo, people be getting into relationships, but they don't even be knowing themselves, you know? And they get into relationships looking for something that just they don't even know the answer to, you know what I mean?
Bro, they're trying to fill a void that they don't even know is there, bro.
And it's just like you trying to find some like self shit.
Yeah, for the rest of the day still.
I'm done that with that. But like you trying to find some self shit and you're relying on someone else and then their shit comes into it, like their problems or whatever, your problems are gonna make shit worse. So like, bro, find yourself and then when you find someone, y'all gonna be good. But some people just, I don't know, man. Y'all just got to figure it out. Take some time to yourself. Some people are afraid to be alone. Some people are afraid to be alone with their thoughts and, like, just do shit, bro. Like, niggas just got to do shit, bro. There wouldn't be no Chris Browns. There wouldn't be no Rihannas if niggas just didn't get up and do shit. How you think Beyonce's here, nigga? She just say, yo, I'm fucking sing, nigga. All right, watch this.
You got to get on that time. Like, that's what I'm on for, like, the rest of the year, like, being uncomfortable. That's the time I'm on for the rest of the year, being uncomfortable and doing shit that I'm not sure about.
Yeah,
that's the time I'm on.
Bro, it's so liberating when it's like you finally get into some shit that you've been like ducking or like avoiding, and then you do it and it's like,
oh,
what the fuck? That's off.
Yeah,
I can do anything, nigga.
Yeah.
I can do 1,000 push-ups.
Same with me, bro. I do shit and I'll be like, I'm just not trying to do that. Not even. Yo, niggas talking all that shit. I start rapping off the top of the dome.
That literally
niggas
wasn't
really
me.
Really want to talk to me? Is you crazy?
That literally wasn't me. We're here.
Yo, listen,
we're here.
Yo, listen. First freestyle in the Austin's new topic. Yo,
Bob Lazar.
Yo, Lazar. Shout out Bob Lazar. That's my alien friend. I got shells right here. That's my alien friend. Niggas talking to me, man. It could be the end. Ooh. Don't talk to me. Don't text me. We ain't friends. Niggas know what it is. Think I'm reading off my screen. Nah, it's off of the head. You niggas off of the head. Y'all niggas woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Come on, nigga. Don't stop the beat. I come back and just come through in the streets. You niggas see me. You know I'm in the streets. Psych. I'm getting burgers. Niggas never heard of me. Come through doing burglary. Psych. I've never exposed myself to the federales, cause I know they listening. Yo, ice is glistening. Shout out Sales. That's my man. He just did this shit up. Aha. Yeah. Shout out Mans. He just did this shit up. I come through and I can see you in the truck. You get hit up. Hey, man.
Wow. Stop it, man.
Who's that?
I told myself I won't do it, man.
Jeez. You promised yourself, man. What's wrong with you, man?
I fuck with zebras too. You niggas coming all, yo. Y'all niggas is funny. Come on, bro. Nigga, it can't go any way, bro. Self-confidence, bro. I'm really here, bro. Niggas don't know, bro.
At the end of the day, you only got you and yourself, bro. Think about it, bro. You and yourself, bro. Uh-huh. Niggas ain't really thinking past that shit.
Uh-huh.
Nigga, I look at the me, I say past that shit. Like, I'm a vegan. Shit. Maybe even pull up in your crib in the evening. Fuck it, nigga. I pull up whenever I want, nigga. Shit. Just call me a diaper, nigga.
Call me a duck. I stay on the water, nigga. I don't give a fuck. I see you. Oh, man. Ooh, that's a turtle. Nigga, I'm watching Fortnite. Let me hold on. Where my girdle at, nigga? Fuck down a trunk. Know what it is, nigga. That ain't even rhyme, but yeah, that's how I feel.
That's it, man.
That's how I feel, man.
That beat was there from the last episode.
You know what's also cool?
It's amazing.
Just going on, I feel like this whole fucking podcast is about just like
this is
self-awareness and all that, but like
it's about time we did one of those,
man. It's the greatest, man. Self-awareness,
a lot of bullshit,
the greatest gift, man.
We were frying a lot of brains. Yeah.
I think I'm like, I already told y'all niggas I love this podcast because we were gone for again maybe like a week. We shot an episode ahead, so it's like we weren't really filming just because we were moving offices and shit like that, and I'm like, bro, I have so much to say when this shit comes back on, and like I haven't stopped talking. But I want to say shout out to Tyler Creator for doing that Funk Flex interview. I feel like it was a, I'm not gonna say like, oh, everything's deeper and everything has a deeper meaning, but it's just like, yo, when you can show someone that like you're comfortable in yourself, like again, bring up Young Thug. For many reasons, I say he's the GOAT because it's just like, bro, he's so confident in himself where it's just like he can say, he can do anything, wear anything. It's just like, bro, I don't give a fuck. This is me. Tyler Creator is another artist like that where he's like, he'll say, do anything. Funk like Flex is looking like uncomfortable, rah, rah. Tyler was chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to that, man. Just being confident in yourself, man. And just, you know what I mean? Like, who gives a fuck, bro? I'm telling you, bro. All you got is yourself, nigga. Like, who gives a shit, bro?
You gotta be like that. That's a fact, bro.
Trust me.
And it's a journey. It's a different journey for everybody. Like, shit. Just, you know, try a little shit. Move to big shit. Like, maybe you got a hat that you're like, I like this hat, but it's kind of weird.
Baby steps, man.
You know what I'm saying? Wear the hat. See how it goes. Go from there, man. Just build, man. You have no idea how fast life moves when you just do little shit. And then you look back and you're like, okay, all that little shit is now this big change in my life that
I'm
proud of.
So. Lay a brick, man.
Yeah,
that's
man,
it.
For sure. That's what it's about.
What you think? You gonna plant a seed and it ain't gonna grow, nigga? If you watering it, that shit gonna grow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's the seeds you plant, man.
Yes, sir.
Man, you can't be letting other people plant seeds in your head. Mm-hmm. That's the worst.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, when
that's the
plant,
worst.
Ooh.
Take everything everybody say to you with a
who
grain
is
of salt.
He, bro?
Bro, I'm just bro. That's
who
how I do
are
me,
bro.
This is how I do me, bro.
Who
niggas
are
just,
you, bro?
There's some niggas just talking. Nigga, maybe I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking. Take whatever fuck I'm saying with a grain of salt. Some niggas say some shit to me. I'm just like,
hey, niggas ain't
I filter
even that
through
real.
It. Niggas, I filter through it. I'm like, okay, real. I like that. Or I'll take that one so serious. Mm-hmm. Bro, even your own parents, bro. And it, yeah. You know,
nah,
how
we
it
ain't
is,
ready
man.
For it. We ain't about to go that crazy. That's because, bro.
That's a fact, though. Yo, bro. End of the day, yo, I think everyone is a fucking kid, nigga.
Bro.
You should be. Bro. You should always be a kid. You
remember
should always
that.
Be learning. Like, you should never fucking stop learning.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents, maybe assume that they know everything or they think they know everything. Bro, end of the day, nobody knows shit, bro.
Yeah.
Nobody knows shit. But, yo, for some reason, my dad's always fucking right, though.
That
gets me upset sometimes. I'm like, he says some crazy shit. I'm like, nah, what the fuck? That shit makes no sense at all. And then, like, I'll be by myself and I figure out, I'm like, oh shit, he was right. Yeah. I'm not gonna tell him he was right though.
Cause then that nigga's gonna run with
he's
it.
He's gonna get carried away.
Nah, man, that's real, bro. Like, yo, not everyone has the answers in life. They can tell you what they think is right, you know what I mean? And again, take shit with grain of salt.
Just based on their experiences, bro, and their point of view. Man. So, you know what I'm saying?
So you know what it is, man.
Yo, we got this 4YE Carabana tee in celebration of the 52nd annual Carabana Parade here in Toronto.
Yo, Carabana tees, niggas know what it is. I flow with ease. Nah, cut the beat off. I ain't gonna do it again, man. Stop doing that.
I did it, bro. It was just there. My hands are on my lap. Let me make sure there's no more coming up.
Dude, that's
bro, I'll keep going in.
The thing is,
the
comes
thing
in
is,
at the right times. Like,
yo, we should just. That's a concept.
That's a concept.
Just scatter the beats around the thing. Yo, that's hilarious. Yeah, we're doing a limited run of these 4YE Care Banners. What's up?
I'll go off.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's episode 50 right there.
That's it.
All beats, and that's it.
The whole time, you got to freestyle. Time. Everything you got on your mind, you got to freestyle.
Yo, real shit, let's do that.
Yo, I want a freestyle battle of Meg Thee Stallion. I just wanted to just do me dirty.
A lie?
Yo, I just love the way she raps. I just wanted to
shout out to
bury
Megan. Oh, my God.
Yo, she snapped on that damn double XL. 4YE Care Banities, limited run. Go, you can, I'm sure it's available now, probably, right?
It should be available now, yeah.
Go check. It's gonna be all gone. But yeah, limited run, Carabana, ton of jump off speakers for your
bop,
culture.
All that.
Yeah. Bop. But yeah, the double XL freestyle was crazy.
I want a freestyle right now.
Certain.
Nigga.
Certain. Lil Mosey.
Jermaine said if he was there, he would let Lil Mosey go first.
Bro,
rapping and then say, you know what, let Mosey go first.
Because I know I'm not trying to embarrass Mosey. Yo, some people are just not the best at freestyling. I'm just like, yo, honestly, if Mosey. I was there, I'd be like, yo, Mosey, listen. I'll pull him aside and I'm like, yo.
Hey, Mosey.
Listen, I know on the paper they said me first and then Mosey second, but honestly, bro, I'm just looking out for you, bro.
But you should go first.
I'm going to let you go ahead. It's the thing, it's in your best interest for you to go first. Just so they not.
You sure, bro?
You don't feel no type
of
way trying to go right after me, though. Because, yo, if he went, oh, man. If he went after you, if he went last.
Ooh.
Yeah, he'd be sweating and fucking turning red and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would be sweating and turning red. Anyways,
man. Yeah, shout out to Mosey, man, you know?
Yeah, you fuck with him, right?
Yeah, I like his music. I think his music is good.
That's good.
He got some, you know, I identify, you know?
You don't sound confident.
Yeah.
You don't sound confident at all.
No, I like his music. I think his music is good. Like, he got joints, like, for sure.
Yeah. I might change my name if I was Lil Mosey. That's if I was Lil Mosey.
Nah. The Mosey fans don't even really care about that shit, bro. They care about the songs. You look at Lil Tecca, bro. Like,
yeah, I know.
Boy, they don't give a damn that he's lying on that song.
Mm-hmm.
They do not care, bro.
Yo, and it's the same. Bro, we're talking about so much shit the other day.
Yeah.
The same thing we're saying, like, yo, why Drake's so relevant. Obviously, nigga's nice. There's a lot of reasons why he's relevant. But he's just rapping about, like, what he does and shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What he goes through. So niggas, like that just rap about shit that they're, I don't know. Like, you art is, I mean, music's like storytelling at the same time too. So it's like people can be relevant if they're just really nice at storytelling. But some niggas just nice. Nipsey was always nice at telling the story of like where he came from, da da da. And that's why like it attached to people. But it's just like that little Tekka shit saying, oh, I don't do this, I don't do that. It's just like, all right, certain people can't attach to it, but another fan base, man. You know what I mean?
So
it's
like, you might be looking for that. And you have different moods for different music at different times. Like,
and
sometimes
like, the song is good. Don't get me wrong. It's a good song. I like the song. But it's just when you think about, like, when you remember that. It's just weird. Like, I could listen to it if it comes on.
What is this?
I don't. It's called Ransom.
Yeah.
If it comes on, I don't realize that. Like, yeah. But then as soon as I realize that, I'm like, this is weird. Like, I feel weird. Like,
What is he saying in the song? What is the song?
He said he's talking about guns and talking about cars. He doesn't have. He doesn't even have a license.
Oh, he's a baby.
But it's like, yeah. I get it, because like when you rap, like that's the first kind of things that just like come to your head and shit. So it's like,
I will say, like, it's that topic. All those rap topics are saturated, but oversaturated, but. They all, for some reason, rhyme so well.
Yeah.
Those are the best rhyming words for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like,
cars and guns and butts and shit. I'm like, yeah, they all fucking rhyme very well. It's almost irresistible to not say that shit.
I get it. And again, it's just, be comfortable who you listen to. Like, if you listen to him, you have your reasons, then it is what it is, bro. You know, like, I don't listen to certain artists for certain reasons. That's just it. You know what I mean? Like, there's always going to be a fan base for certain people, and it is what it is, bro. Just hold it down. On that note, what was I going
to
say?
Are y'all going to Carabana?
No.
I'm watching from my crib.
Next topic.
Nah, nigga. Fuck.
Damn, I was about to say something.
Bro, I'm scared of mobs now and shit. Mad people running at the same time. Yo, if I get trampled?
Yeah.
Nah, you're too tall to get trampled, my boy.
Nah, man. Trust me.
I'm too tall to get up if I'm already getting trampled. Like, if I do go there, I got a lot of body to pick off the ground.
I'm looking at all the tracks that Ross and Drake have. Aston Martin Music, Made Men, I'm On One, Free Spirit. Oof, Lord knows Ross bodied that. Ross bodied that. Stay Scheming, bodied. Dice Pineapples, bodied. Pop That, No New Friends, those are more, commercial tracks. Money in the Grave, Gold Roses, like, they have hits, man.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho.
You know what I love? You know what song I love from Ross?
Pussy a pie.
What was that? What was that? A walk-off record that he has. Walk the paint. Rick Ross remixed that. Y'all remember that?
Oh, Hard in the Paint. Oh, yeah.
That was hard.
Eight figures stuffing in the bank, nigga. That shit was blasting.
Like, oh, yeah. Rose Rose. Come on, now. Shout out Randy Rose.
Oh,
my man.
Yeah. All that, man.
That was on MMG owned WorldStar.
Damn.
They own that motherfucking website, bro.
Right now, sorry, let me just get a flamingo behind me. I'm just feeling that kind of vibe.
Feel that? Let's check that flamingo out real quick, man.
It's a nice flamingo.
It's a flamingo if I ever saw it.
Where are you going? Oh, okay.
Telling you, man. Shit. I fucking hate when I'm about to say some shit and I forget. Mm-hmm. Damn, that's some crazy shit too, but Chance the Rapper, there we go.
Boom. It is.
Chance the Rapper, new album out. I don't really like Chance the Rapper. I never really took in Chance the Rapper.
You mean
I don't like him?
And...
sorry. Yeah, his music. Chance the Rapper's an amazing guy. He's done a lot of shit for the community, but I haven't really taken in his projects like that, and a lot of people flame me for it, but this is like, again, like, I don't know. But this album is already growing on me, and I always listen
really?
To music. Yo, I like it.
I haven't
track
heard it
with DaBaby.
I haven't heard it yet.
Woof. Shells.
Check it out. My brother.
I played it. I played the first song yesterday. But I just wasn't in the mood for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was like real gospel, like someone started singing.
Yeah,
like,
he has some gospel tracks on there, but the track with DaBaby on it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. There we go.
Oh my God.
Anyways, that was good. What? You didn't?
Satin black toes? Sorry, sneakers.
Oh, okay, yeah.
These are beautiful.
Mm. Speaking of satin black toes.
Nah, let me send y'all the. Hold on. Keep going.
I stubbed my toes. My toe black.
Nigga, what?
What's up?
Y'all know you stub your toe and your toenail
get
black.
Yeah. I feel that.
That's all it is.
That's pretty dirt stuff.
My shit changing colors. This is whatever, man.
Yo, free Rakim, man.
Yeah, facts.
That's so fucked up, man. Like, he could be doing 2 years. Honestly, I hope he walks away from the situation, because, like, that's just so fucked up, man. And, like, that's what I get. Oof, those are nice shoes, Shells.
Mm-hmm.
They saw the video. Like, what are you really looking for? Like, yeah, the kid got fucked up, but it's like, bro, like, how long?
So let's settle. Let me give him a little bit of bread and be on my way. You know,
bro,
what I mean?
I've learned my lesson. It's been a week.
Bro, that kid shouldn't even get bread.
That kid shouldn't get bread.
He looked like he was drunk or high off some shit bothering them. He hit the bodyguard in the face. Like, right now, that's self-defense. I can crunch you right now. Like, you put hands on me. You're throwing shit at me. They still didn't do anything.
But,
what?
I think with self-defense laws, it's equal force. So
you can't fucking hit a nigga with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, I think it's equal force. I don't think you could just, like, go off on a nigga because he hits you. It's equal force.
He threw the headphones, you get thrown.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, so
man, I don't know. That whole situation is fucked up, man. Mm-hmm. I hope this shit doesn't. He's already been there for like a month now, and it's just like,
yeah, it's crazy.
If he has to do 2 years, man, that's ridiculous.
And they don't got the bail system, apparently.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Really?
Yeah.
So he gotta hug that. Yeah, man. Free Rocky.
Yeah, free Rocky, man. That's a good guy right there, man.
That's fucked up, bro.
I gotta do laundry. Let me tell y'all about my day, just in case y'all wonder. I gotta do laundry.
Bro, your laundry machine should fucking text you when it's done.
Yeah.
Because I always forget. I hear it. I hear it, I'm like, all right, I'll get it in 2 minutes. And then next, all of a sudden, it's a week later and everything is rotten.
There should be an app.
It fucking stinks.
Fucking stinks. There should be an app
that
comes with the thing and it just sends you an alert.
That's crazy. It reminds you if it detects that it hasn't been open.
That has to exist.
I'll get so many messages from my laundry machine. Like, yo, it's been fucking 4 days.
Come
check this shit out.
Yo, it fucking stinks in here. Yo, please. Please. Yo,
sometimes
I leave it.
Sometimes I leave it a little bit too long and it's, I know it's a little bit raunchy. But then I'm like, I don't want to wash it twice. Maybe I just dry it and throw a couple like downy sheets in it. It's going to smell good. But then,
thanks for
your I was talking about the other day. Like, I put on a shirt that I knew it was in the washer a little bit longer than it's supposed to be. Threw it in the dryer, it smelled okay. I went outside and it stunk. You know, you sweat a little bit and then like it brings out the smell for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just keeping it real with y'all, man. This shit fucking
That's nasty. What this shit's about.
Nasty.
Yeah, keep it real, bro. I'm wearing a shirt right now that's a little small because I shrunk it last night.
That's it, man.
But it's still mine.
It's still mine. Well,
it's a bedtime shirt.
It's mine.
It's a bedtime shirt.
The best thing about this podcast is y'all never see my pants, bro. Sometimes next episode, I'm recording boxers. Oh, God. Y'all ain't
I'm butt naked right now.
Damn, nigga. Control yourself. yo, man, I'm going to head out of here. If y'all comfortable, head out of here.
Yeah, I'm not uncomfortable. I'm good, yeah.
The thing is, like, yo, me, look, I'm a real nigga. I sit here talk to y'all all day, but then I be thinking to myself, like, damn, yeah, a bitch hungry. Then it's like, well, fuck, I'm gonna do. You know what I'm saying? Like, a bitch hungry. What am I?
That's what we gonna do. Keep talking, keep not eating.
Yeah, I'm saying. What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm hungry still.
Y'all can eat content up, but like, what the fuck?
What the fuck I'm eat though?
You know what I'm saying? What the fuck?
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We in the strip club now.
Ooh.
Yeah, it just changed up.
Yes, hey, sir.
Yeah.
I ain't throwing no one.
I am a taken man. I cannot look at those things.
Bro, I was so awkward.
She doing what back though?
I've been to strip club like 3 times in my life.
Not for me, bro.
I was awkward 3 times in a row.
In Canada or America?
America would be way too intense, nigga. I'll lose
Canada's
myself.
Canada's chill.
Bro, I was just like, okay, I wouldn't throw a dollar and shit.
What's this?
I was just like, oh, okay, cool, you're doing anything on stage. And then I remember for my 19th birthday, my dad took me to a strip club. And he's like, yeah, I get a dance. And I was just there and like, she's doing her thing. And
man,
like,
they be crazy.
Bro,
man.
I was just like,
they finesse you too.
Yeah.
Bro.
They don't tell you that the song is changing.
Yo.
You have to make an agreement. Like, you go to the store and then you you're buying some shit and then they hand you the machine. It says $13.99.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You press accept.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that in the strip club.
They do not.
So if you're getting lap dances and it's $20 a song,
mm-hmm.
what they like to, and the DJ is slick too. He mixes it in so it sounds mm-hmm. like a mix. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, I thought it was like $20 for the whole mix.
Mm-hmm.
But nah, they break it up.
Yep.
And sometimes it'll be short
be like,
songs. They still charge you $20 for short songs.
Shorty
be it'll
like,
be an interlude and still like just $20.
Halfway through the song, do you want me to start on this song? We're just going to stand here?
It's going to be $10 if it's halfway through.
Y'all niggas really going through it. I ain't never been through that.
Yeah, I went to the strip club once, man.
I didn't even know what to say when I said no. I was like, do you want another dance?
Shorty had to talk after. I was
good.
Like, I'm not paying for that. Yeah? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
you ain't tell me the rules,
bro. They're not very. I'm just saying, it's not very clear on like, the rules.
You did not tell me the rules, ma.
I have a funny story before we get out of here related to strip clubs. So, I often heard stories about like Dave Chappelle. I think Kevin Hart a story. I think it's Kevin Hart about like how he started chilling with like.
Did you say Kevin Hart's a story?
Kevin Hart had a story.
Oh, okay.
About like, I think it was in a stand-up bit about like Shaq and just chilling with rich friends and shit. So this was one time I was in New York and I was like, I hit up Rhonda and it's like, yo, man, what's up? I'm bored as shit. I'm in New York. Like, what you want tonight?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, nah, man, I'm just bored. I'm trying to get into something.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, all right, bet. Like, bring some money. We're going to throw it at the club tonight. I'm like,
excuse me?
So when you say some,
bro,
as
like,
a person who's in a better financial situation than most, when you say some, I mean, is that relative
what does that
to
entail?
What, to my point of financial standpoint? Or,
bro,
and you can't, did you ask him? Did
yo,
you like ask for clarity?
The thing is, I looked at Maria, I'm like, how much you got? How much you got on you right now?
We got 43, Rhonda. We got $43.
Yeah, we got about 43. We put that all in ones. We probably, that's about $1 a song.
If you throw them.
Being at 43
if you're
minutes,
conservative with the dollar throws, that could be, that could stretch out to like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Real shit.
But I ended up saying like, yo, sorry, man. I fell asleep. I was wide awake, Rhonda. I was wide awake and afraid. I'm going
to
tell you that right now.
I went to bed late. I went to bed at 4 a.m.
It's a new show, Wide Awake and Afraid.
I'm fucking afraid to go and throw my dollars, man. Shout out Rhonda coming to the Toronto Raptors.
That's it. Shout out that brother.
It's my man's.
You should get him on a podcast, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rhonda's hilarious, man. But yeah. Man, oh man, look at that.
Look at what?
Just life, Shell.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Yeah,
look at life behind
me.
I
feel
that. The other day, me and Jay was walking after eating some sushi, and I saw a couple butterflies. I'm like, damn.
I was into it. There's a picture of me, like, focused. Just, I didn't even know niggas was watching me.
Put the picture up right now.
Yeah, with the flowers.
That's
stuff,
it, man.
Look at that, man.
Fuck that damn butterfly right there.
Careless, just wait. I'm a butterfly. That's it.
Yeah,
that's all
it.
I know how to be.
That's it.
Some of y'all niggas just gotta be yourself, man. Stop trying to be someone else, man. Be your own butterfly and fly.
That's it, man. You don't fly. I don't gotta be butter, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you on that margarine fly,
bro. The other day we fucking took the. It's a shout out to twins, man. Happy birthday, Dwayne Duran. We were out last night with them, and I'm like, yo, let me take you to a spot. And it's funny because they don't eat downtown. So, like, every time I try to take them downtown, like,
they're apprehensive.
I'm always, my son, like, nigga, like, to a point where I want to spank them and say, yo, behave, bro.
Eat it.
Eat
it. Eat it. Bro, like it.
Bro, we go it's out with food, them. Nigga. And I'm like, yo, like, this place is like, I got to give them the rundown. I'm like, yo, I'm not leaving this fucking area until you guys all agree that this place is going to be okay. I'm like, mm-hmm. This is what they serve. This is how much it is. This is the type of style it is. So, like, the downtown, lighting. You'll have, like, food that's, like tapas style or whatever the fuck. Like, just appetizer, little bites and shit that you share with friends, whatever. And you split the bill, rah, rah, rah. Mm-hmm. The lighting, yeah, the atmosphere shit. So, I'm like, yo, they play good music, good vibes, rah, rah, rah. Bro, this nigga got like, I'm not gonna expose my spots because you know what it is. He got something. And he's just like, does this have butter on it? Like, I don't fucking know. They probably buttered the buns. Yeah.
And then
you didn't say it. You didn't talk about the butter buns.
And then this nigga said, like, wait, how do you like it? Just said, it's just a lot of shit. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? I'm like, yo, do you like this salad? He said, yo, honestly, if they just kept the cheese, it would have been fine. I'm like. So take away everything else but the cheese, and that's what you want.
And it's not a salad, brother. It's just a plate of cheese.
Sound like a rat.
It's a plate of cheese.
Bro,
you did not tell us about the fucking stool shit, nigga. My ass was on fire.
Wait, you guys sitting on stools?
I was.
Like, you know in like, restaurants, they want to be cute and, like, cool. Ah, mm-hmm. It's a theme. And then, like, yeah, they add, like, uncomfortable chairs and shit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, if the feng shui is costing me my comfort, yeah. I don't want
it's not,
it.
It's
I'd
not
rather
move,
sit on a fucking beanbag or stand up.
Yep.
Yeah. I think I almost yacked because I'm so hungry.
You have to eat that.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Eat that 2019. You guys know what it is.
Yo, eat that. Bro, you just got to eat that, bro.
Eat that. But nah, twins are the funniest niggas to hang out with, especially when you just take them out the element, bro, and like you go downtown with them or you go somewhere like just, yo, them niggas is funny, man. We had a good night last night. Good talk. And we're going to get them on a podcast real soon. We're just trying to figure out the mic situation and get them both on. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to throw up. I had a rough night last night. Audio listeners, man, come over to the video section.
Check this shit out, man.
I don't even give a shit what you doing right now. If you say, oh, but I like listening to the podcast.
Check this shit out, man. Y'all already know what it is. And if you're listening, subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to watch the video. Y'all mm-hmm. know what it is, man. Listen to us on the iTunes podcast app and drop 5 stars. Say something nice to the kids, man. Mm-hmm. I've been saying some nice things. I like that. Keep saying it. You know what I'm saying? 4ye.ca. The shirts are available, I think. Check. Go to the 4ye Instagram at 4ye.
2 seconds, real quick.
Check it out. Make sure... I'm telling the truth right now. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Random Order Show. Shit, man. Once again, we're coming here live. Well, not live. We recorded this a couple days ago from that when you watching that.
Mm-hmm.
From the Artscape Daniels Launch Pad in Toronto. Thank you again for having us. Y'all should definitely go check that shit out. We got some information in the we don't got information. We got a link. You could check out the link, got some information. So y'all go check that shit out. Yo, it's the most handsome man. That's me.
Yes, sir, man. It's me. You know what I'm saying? Your boy, Young Shells.
Young Chocolate. What a music at, boy?
Yes, sir, man. Very, very soon, I promise, guys. Like, probably by the time this is out, actually, for sure, I'll probably have some shit out.
So. Probably for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Could be probably could be for sure. You know never know, man. That's yes, it.
That's it, man.
I'm leave it like that.
Fuck with me. That's it.
That's it.
It's my turn.
Yes, man. Yes, it is, man.
Look, man, I'm just going to chill out. Just talk to y'all. It's baby Trey. I feel like I had some shit to tell y'all, but it's not really coming to me right now. So I want y'all to have a good week, you know, whatever you're doing, whatever projects you got going on, try to finish it up and relax this weekend. You know, the weekend's coming up. I think we're going to switch our schedule up. We didn't really talk about it. We're trying to figure it out. We're going to stay on a schedule because shit, now we have to.
Mm-hmm.
Every episode we got a new schedule.
Yeah. We're going to try and lock this shit down to the point where it's like, you guys know this is when it's coming out, but it may be looking like Wednesday. I'm going to put it out there because I think this is dropping on a Wednesday.
Probably for sure.
Probably maybe for sure.
You know the vibes.
Yeah, perhaps. Yeah.
But whenever it gets there, just know it's here, bro. So y'all enjoy this. Enjoy your weekend. Whatever y'all got going on. Just remember, life's not that serious and just enjoy your time, you know? Mm-hmm. Enjoy your time. Life's short. Live it up, man. Baby Trey, man, those are my words.
That's
right
it, bro.
There, man.
Bro, what's the quote of the day, bro?
Hey, if nobody love you, we love you,
bro. And to piggyback off of that, bro, if nobody love you, bro,
we love you, bro, but the end of the day, bro, and this is the quote, bro. Quote me on this, bro. Yes, put this in the quotes, bro.
What that is, bro?
All that, bro. Every word I'm saying right now is the quote still, bro. That's what I'm trying to tell you, bro. Like Shell said, if nobody love you, we love you, but end of the day, bro, that don't even matter, bro, because you love you, bro.
Oh, bro.
That's real.
And then to piggyback off of
this,
that
is still the quote,
you
bro.
Piggybacking off of Shell's, make sure you get every word that I'm saying, every fucking word, bro. I need to end there, bro. If you don't love you, we love you, bro. But if you know that we love you, bro, but you gotta love yourself, bro.
Yeah, that's what it is, bro.
Last thing you gotta know, bro. Love is love, bro.
Ooh. And to piggyback off of that, bro. Why'd you say, nigga?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.